Oh, nothing we can do without His voice. We are where we are today because of what we heard or failed to hear. Where we will be tomorrow is determined by what we are hearing or not hearing. It's your hands. I need to we love flesh above every other voice. I need to hear your voice, Lord, above the noise of the above, we love the flesh. Above every other. Breathe upon this service tonight. Let not one person live here this way. In Jesus' precious name. Please take your seat 1 minute and lift up your right hand still in worship. It's your right hand.
I found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. Is the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. I found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. Is the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He's a lily of the valley, a bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. I cast all my cares upon you. I lay all of my burden down at your feet. Anytime I don't know what to do, I'll just cast all my cares upon you. I'll cast all my cares upon you. I'll lay all my burdens down at your feet. At any time, I found in him a friend so strong and true. I will tell you how he changed my life completely. He did something no other friend could do.
Oh, no one else.
me like Jesus. And there is no friend so kind as he. No one else could take my sins and darkness from me. Full of sin, when Jesus found me, all my heart was full of misery and woe. And Jesus placed his stronger loving arms around me,
and he led me in the way I ought to go.
Because on a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And along that old cross, where the dead rested best, for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. Oh, I will cling. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross. Ay, 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 ay. Till my trophies, my shabba, at last I lay down.
Ooh.
someday. And oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all thy works, thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy path throughout the universe.
And through the woods, the contrast.
And through the woods, and far with glitch, I wonder and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees. When I look down from lofty mountain,
thank you. Jesus is here. He just took care of somebody's needs, somebody's pressure, somebody's burden. Lift your hands up. Whisper that name, Jesus.
Power!
The Holy Ghost. Open your mouth and pray in the Spirit for 1 minute. Give you the praise and the honor. We thou glorify. Please be seated if you can. Acts chapter 2. Pentecost was fully come. They were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Power and direction through prayer. Power and direction through prayer. Our objective tonight is to understanding the power and direction dimension of prayer. The power and direction dimension of prayer. The place of prayer is the place of power. And people of prayer are people of power. That is clear through scripture. This day of Pentecost was the day in which the apostles were robed with power. And that was the day they heard the sound from heaven. Sound from heaven. Sound from heaven. Direction answers to supplication and even intercession. Prayerful people are guided people. Direction answers to supplication, and prayerful people are guided people. We'll take it one by one. We are looking at the power and direction dimension. So let's look at power. First, power. People of prayer are kingdom power brokers. Kingdom power brokers. People of prayer are strangers to spiritual weakness. Strangers to spiritual weakness. People of prayer can never be called weaklings in the spirit. They are not weaklings in the spirit. They can never be called weaklings in the spirit. Examples. One, Elijah was a man of prayer who dwelt in the ocean of power. James chapter 5 verse 17. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed. Elijah was the man who went 40 days without food on the mountain before God in prayer. He was a man of prayer. He lived in the ocean of power. In 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 1, he said, "Before God whom I stand, there shall be no rain nor dew." That is power talking. Second example, the apostles live in the realm of power by the force of prayer. They lived in the realm of power by the force of prayer. In Acts chapter 1 verse 14, they were all together in one accord, continued in prayer and in supplication. In Acts 1:14. In Acts chapter 2 verse 1, they prayed until the power exploded. The power exploded. The apostles lived in the realm of power by the force of prayer. Anyone who understands the language of prayer will understand the language of power. Example number 3. Paul the apostle was literally a prayer machine and was practically a power machine. Only a prayer machine can tell another person to pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17, pray without stopping. Be praying and don't stop. That is, he's telling you, follow my example. Only a prayer machine can say praying always, with all prayer and supplication in the spirit. Abba. Ephesians 6:18. Only a prayer machine can say, "I pray in tongues more than all of you put together." 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and in verse 18. "I thank my God that I speak in tongues more than all of you." That is a prayer machine. Who ended up becoming a power machine? Power machine like how? Handkerchiefs and aprons left his body and checked out devils. Acts chapter 19 verse 11 to 12. "And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs and or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them." That was Paul the apostle, who the demons identified and said, "Jesus we know, Paul we know, who are you?" It was a prayer machine that ended up as a power machine. I failed to give you Acts chapter 4, verse 31 to 33 concerning the apostles. This is our second example. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they spake the word of God with boldness. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own. But they had all things common. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace was upon him. Prayer and power are much. They walk hand in glove. Intricately connected. They are intermixed and intermingled. You can't separate prayer from power. Hallelujah. That was Elijah. That was the apostles, and then Paul the apostle. Now, fourthly, Peter and John. They are part of the apostles. I took them separate because of how the scripture puts it. Peter and John experienced the hour of power at the hour of prayer. They experienced the hour of power at the hour of prayer. In Acts of the Apostles chapter 3 from verse 1, the Bible said that now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. That hour of prayer, they met a lame man and imparted the power. Phew, jacked him up. Because the hour of power, you can read it all the way to verse 11. The hour of power of prayer is the hour of power. Finally, the Master Jesus moved in prayer and moved in power. He moved in prayer and moved in power. You remember our text of last week? As he went into the baptism in Luke chapter 3, verse 21. Now, when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heavens opened. Praying, the heavens opened. He was praying, the heavens opened, and the Holy Ghost descended. He was praying, and the power fell. Luke chapter 6, verse 12. Luke chapter 6, verse 12. The Bible said, and it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. And when it was day, he called unto him his disciples, and out of them he chose 12. All night prayer did not start with us. He continued all night. His own prayer was brutal all night too. There was no special number. There was no testimony session. There was no dancing session. That is brutal. Night till morning. He continued all night till morning. See one time where he did that and see the outcome of it. Matthew chapter 14 verse 23. Where he prayed all night. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone in verse 14. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with the waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. From the mountain of prayer to walking the storms. That is direct. Is direct. There are people who want to walk on the storm without praying. There are people who want to conquer challenges without prayer. It was from the mountain of prayer straight to walking on the water. At times we carry one thing from scripture and we don't know the completion of it. It was from prayer mountain straight to walking on the water. Why is power needed? Many, many things. You pray, you connect power. You connect power for what? Power brings victory and mastery over the negative forces of life. Victory and mastery. The storm that arose did not give any warning. It didn't give any warning. It didn't warn them that there was going to be a storm. But he was ready. He was ready for the storm. No wonder Smith Wigglesworth said, don't get ready. Live ready. Don't try to get ready. Live ready. He was ready for the storm. Acts, right? We saw that already in Matthew chapter 14, verse 23 to 25. He trampled over the storm from the place of prayer as he connected power. Number two, power guarantees exploits. Exploits. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. He connected power and he used that power to cause exploits in the kingdom of God and to ravage the kingdom of darkness. You need power. You need power for exploits. And it is either you are making exploits or you are being exploited. No neutral ground. Either you are in the realm of exploits over the forces of darkness, or your life and destiny are being exploited by the devil. No neutral ground. Hallelujah. You pray, you step into power, you step into power. And what does the power bring? Number three. Power enhances destiny fulfillment. To become everything you are meant to become, power is needed. To confront and conquer destiny adversities. To confront and conquer destiny challenges. To confront and conquer opposing forces. Jesus could not become who he was meant to become until the heavens opened and power fell. We saw that in Luke chapter 3, verse 21 to verse 24. Jacob became Israel when power fell. Genesis 32, verse 28. And as a prince, you have power with God and you have prevailed. Your name is no more Jacob. Israel is your destiny, but you have been Jacob. But with this power now, change to become Jacob. There are so many people who have been fighting and battling with family forces, ancestral curses and limitations, human badness and wickedness and bitterness and hostilities and animosities. Battling. And you are wondering, why is my life where it is now? Power is needed. You to become who God wants you to become. And I prophesy tonight, that power shall reach you. That power shall reach you. That power shall reach you. You are saying amen, shout a louder amen. Hallelujah. Take your seat. That is power. Power. The second dimension we are dealing with is direction. You know, we are looking at power and direction through prayer. Direction. The place of prayer is the place of guidance. The place of prayer is the place of direction. Prayer is a two-way system where man speaks to God and God speaks to man. Please don't forget. It's a two-way channel where man speaks to God and God speaks to man. Most times, we speak to God, a small voice or a vision or a revelation every time you pray. But out of a verse of scripture, out of something that happened yesterday that the Holy Ghost will bring into your remembrance, out of something, something thing will just, even if it is just a phrase, a statement, God speaks. Most times, people don't have the time. Lord, are you saying anything to me today? Lord, is there, thank you for hearing me. Is there something that is on your mind? Something you want me to know? And you are praying and you are expecting. And you didn't hear anything. At times, it directs you to a scripture. Or even the passage that is scheduled for you to read that day. The passage that is on your schedule that day. You step into it. And God can speak out of anything. Anytime, anywhere. He can speak out of anything. He can speak out of anything. You might be reading a passage that is having to deal with financial supply or supernatural supply, and he can out of that passage talk to you about your eternal destiny, about heaven and hell, about something in your life. He can speak out of anything. But prayer is a two-way channel. Now, Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3, we are looking at scriptures that show us that the place of prayer is the place of direction. He said, call unto me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you didn't know before. Call unto me. Whenever you call unto me, the place of calling is the place of showing. The place of supplication is the place of instruction. The place of supplication is the place of revelation. Call unto me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which thou knewest not. It was yesterday that I realized that it was the wife of King Belshazzar that informed him that there was a man called Daniel in the kingdom that could interpret his dreams. I've been reading, I didn't know it was his wife. I've read it for one reason or the other. The place seems covered somehow. It was yesterday I realized that the king Ahasuerus, or the king Darius, was practically manipulated by the contemporaries of Daniel to smuggle in a law that the king didn't know what he was signing. Only to realize that it was only because of Daniel they made the law. And Daniel was his favorite. When he realized Daniel was in trouble, he began to lament on the spot. Hey, how do I save this boy? The people say, it's too late. They say, it's too late. After they saw his regret, they say, it's too late. The law of the Persians and the Medians cannot be altered. I thought it was only against Daniel I thought it was Daniel that was their brother. I didn't know that they were fighting the king as well. Say, this boy is your favorite. We deal with you and him. It's too late. That was how the king allowed Daniel to enter the lion's den. But if he spent the night fasting. Lord, food can't enter this mouth. How can I sign such a decree against this boy? I didn't know he was the one. How can I be here and they are making me sign things I'm not aware of? How can I be here and they are manipulating me like that I'm not aware? Lord, please, this once for my sake, save that boy. Please, I beg. The first thing before daybreak, he ran to the pit. Oh, Daniel, servant of the living God. The Bible says, lamentable voice. That is, he was crying. Oh, servant of the living God, did your God save you? Daniel said, long live, okay. Hey, yeah, we don't win. He pulled the boy out. And as he that digged the pit shall fall inside, say, all of you who made me sign the decree, come. If lions then is good, taste it. They didn't enter alone. No. They enter with their children. The evil people do today affect their generation. Affect their generation. Be careful what you do against God and against the servants of God. You may be jeopardizing the destiny of your next generation. The Bible says before they could reach the bottom of the pit, the lion overpowered them, broke their bones. There was too much instruction there. The things I saw there yesterday, I didn't need any audible voice to receive, to know things to do with my life. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Am I communicating at all? Lift up your right hand. I speak to somebody here today. In the name that is above every name, direction is coming your way. There is somebody here who is in need, their need of hearing from God, of receiving a specific word and a specific direction. I speak to you. It is coming now. Take your seat. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1 to 4. The Bible says, I will stand upon my watch. I will set me upon the tower and I will watch to see what he will say unto me. See, the place of prayer is the place of watching to see and hear. It's not just the place of talking. It's the place of watching. And it's the place of watching to see, watching to hear. Please don't forget this for as long as you live. The place of prayer is not just the place of talking or the place of making requests. It's the place of watching. And it's the place of watching to hear, watching to see. Acts chapter 6 and in verse 12 and 13. Okay, just let's look at Acts chapter 13, verse 1 and 2. Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers as Barnabas, Simeon that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene. And Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch. Verse 2. And as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, of course with prayer, the Holy Ghost said, God is talking. The challenge is people are not hearing. That's why he said, I will watch to see. Psalm 85 verse 8. He said, I will hear what the Lord will say. I will hear. I will hear. I will hear. I will hear. That is, there is a deliberate action on the part of the hearer. 1 Samuel chapter 30 and in verse 8, you saw how David was in distress. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them and without fail recover all. He's talking to God. And God was talking back to him. Why? Is direction necessary? Number one, direction brings acceleration. You only live where you are if you know what to do. You only live where you are if you know where to go. You only live where you are if you know what to do. You only live where you are if you know where to go. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. I will watch to hear what he will say. And then he says, write the vision, make it plain that he may run. So what you hear makes you run. What you hear makes you move. What you watch, what you see or hear makes you walk. It imparts motion. Direction brings motion. Direction brings acceleration. You are able to take steps you couldn't take before. You didn't know the steps to take before. You are able to do that by the virtue of what you hear. Direction brings acceleration. Secondly, direction brings restoration. Something is missing. If God can just speak to you, you can find what is missing. Maybe it's a missing rib. You are up to the age of marriage and you cannot find who to marry, or husband or wife, or you're something around your life is not just there. Direction brings restoration. That was what happened in 1 Samuel chapter 30 verse 8 when God told David to pursue, and he pursued and recovered everything. In Luke chapter 15 and in verse 8, when that coin was missing, the coin that was missing, the woman lit the candle and she searched and she found it. If there is light, there can be recovery. There can be recovery. Direction brings restoration. That's why at the place of prayer, you can get things that the devil took from your life restored. And finally, direction brings distinction. You stand out. You are different. Different from your mates, different from your contemporaries, different from your colleagues. Those who know what to do, listen, those who know what to do stand out in what they do. They stand out in what they do. Not just knowing it, but they stand out. Isaac in the land of the Philistines got direction. And by that direction, he stood out. Genesis chapter 26 from verse 1 all the way to verse 4. Go not down to Egypt. Remain in this land. And I will bless you in this land. And the blessing of the Lord came upon him. And he stood out. It's a new day for somebody. It's a new day for somebody. So these two forces, power and direction, they come at the place of prayer. Finally, what is my counsel to you? Two counsels. Number one, pray intensively and extensively in the spirit to flow in power. Pray intensively. Jagabalaya hasata. Extensively, extensively, extensively. Like Paul said, without ceasing, restlessly, endlessly, to flow in his power. Why do I say so? 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6 and in verse 7, he said, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that you stir up the gift of God, which is in you, by the putting on of my hands. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power. The spirit of God is the spirit of power. The more you dwell with the spirit, the more you rule in power. Pray intensively and extensively in the spirit to flow in his power. Secondly, pray prayers of inquiry, or what we call revelation expectant prayer. Revelation and direction expectant prayer to access direction. Pray prayers of inquiry. That is revelation and direction expectant prayer to access direction. That is, you are praying with expectation. You are praying like I say many times. You can sleep with expectation and wake up with revelation. It's not compulsory all the time, but it happens. You sleep with expectation. Jeremiah chapter 6 verse 16 said, stand in the ways and ask. See and ask for the old path. Where is the good way? I will stand upon my watch. I will watch to see. You are in expectation. You are in expectation. You are expecting something. And if you didn't hear anything, you didn't see anything, you didn't dream anything, what do? Step into the word. And like I said, from God told Abraham, lift up your eyes from where you are. Look not towards southward. From where you are, direction comes. You can step into your passage for the day. And the Lord will link you to the passage that you need. Out of that passage for the day. Am I communicating? And speak something to you. You see, he's not limited by anything. Abraham, from where you are, look. That is, from anywhere you are per time, there is something to see. There is something to hear. There is something to receive. Wherever you are per time, it will help you. Because some people say, I'm just studying my Bible, normal Bible schedule. I'm not seeing anything. You know what I began to do some time. I will read the verse of scripture once at the same spot and go back again and start. I realized that the first time I didn't see something. Hey, it has happened not once, not twice. The first time I was the one who just read this verse. I went back again immediately. And then started reading it one by. I realized I didn't see something just now. It's not tomorrow, today, just now. I said, that is how I would have left and gone to another chapter and then be priding myself that I have finished two chapters. And there is something that is to save me I didn't see. Praise the Lord. It's a new day for you. As for tonight, you will see something. Will you see something? Stand on your feet with a shout of praise. A louder shout of praise. Loudmost shout of praise. Loudmost shout of praise. Lift up your two hands everywhere you are. Appreciate the King. Appreciate the King of Kings. Appreciate the Lord of Lords. Appreciate the I am that I am. The rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley. Lift your hands, appreciate Him. Appreciate Him, honor Him, adore Him, worship Him. Father, thank you for your word to my life today. Thank you for your word to me 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 today. In Jesus' name. Did you receive anything at all? Then your reaction is too dull. Be more vibrant. Give the Lord a shout of victory. Lift your hands, throw your hands in the air. Give Him a shout of victory. 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 A louder shout of victory. Woo! Hey! Hey, 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 hey! Lift your hands and say, Father.
Father!
Thank you.
Thank you.
For your word.
For your word.
To me.
To me.
Today.
Today.
I receive the grace.
The grace.
To pray.
To pray.
Intensively.
Intensively.
Extensively.
Extensively.
In the spirit.
In the spirit.
To connect with power.
To connect with power.
To walk in victory.
To walk in victory.
And mastery.
And mastery.
Over the forces of life. Father. At this place of prayer. Tonight. I connect power. To walk in victory. To walk in mastery over every current storm around my life. We receive power over the storms in the world,
in the nation,
every storm of hell against the church, against this church. We receive power to ride on you, to walk on you. Every storm against my family, against my personal life, against my destiny, I connect with power. Tonight, I receive victory. I receive mastery. Now, open your mouth and pray. Victory, mastery, Mahashada. Open your mouth, pray. I receive the grace to pray intensively, excessively, to connect with power, to walk in victory and in mastery over in Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands and say, Father, at this place of prayer, I connect with power to do exploits and to exploit the kingdom of darkness for the sake of God. I receive the power. We connect with power to exploit the demons and the forces of hell against our lives, against the church, against our families, against dynamis, against our nation, against our generation. We connect tonight. Power
to exploit the devil and his agents in our generation. We connect it now. Open your mouth and pray. Jesus' name. I want you to pray this third prayer with every brutality. This is power to collapse every anti-destiny force. Power to collapse anything that is standing the way of the plan of God for your life and my life and our generation. Lift your hands and your voice and say, Father, at this place of prayer tonight, I connect with the power to collapse, to crumble every anti-destiny force, every force, every evil force, every demonic force, every wicked force orchestrated, organized against the purpose and destiny of God for my life, for my family, for the church, for Dunamis, for the nation, for Nigeria, for our generation, every force of evil organized, orchestrated to confront and resist the purpose and plan and destiny of God for our lives today, in the name of Jesus. All you evil force, I command you, crumble, collapse now. Open your mouth and pray. Crumble. Crumble, 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 collapse, crumble, collapse, crumble, collapse, crumble, collapse. Leba ya 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 hashala. Leperete kiga lagaya nanasta. Leperete zini galagaya gadaya lasta. Leperetesca lumagaya dagadashi. Lefida porania kazalami. Kazalami meredialaya kokozarani. Kokozarani keleberinia. Leperetisa koramana kalagadia. Kalagadia telemeregayala. Leperete sinokola tarana. Leprada sinogala yatana. Leparada sika layala lahasta. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands, everybody. Say, Father, that direction I need, we need for the next level, for acceleration, for complete restoration, for distinction. For my life, for our lives, for our families, for the church, for the nation, for our generation. That direction we need, I need for total restoration, for distinction, for acceleration. That direction in vision, in revelation, in dreams, in inward voice. In inward witness, in outer voice, that direction from scripture that we need to overcome and step into acceleration and step into restoration and step into distinction. That direction, oh Lord, I receive it now. Open your mouth and pray. I receive it. We receive it. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father,
Father,
the grace to hear,
the grace to hear
when you speak.
When you speak,
I ask for it.
I
receive it.
Help me, Lord,
not to miss your speaking,
not
to miss your direction.
Help me, Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth and speak to God.
In Jesus' precious name. Thank him for answer to prayers.
Your name is higher above all the names.
Your name is Jesus. Your name is love. Your name is higher. Your name is Jesus.
Your name is Lord.
Akama jayama sinebi.
Ebi ebi ru nebi.
Akama jayama sinebi.
Akama jayama sinebi. Everlasting to everlasting,
I will praise him.
From everlasting, everlasting to everlasting,
I will praise him.
From everlasting, everlasting to everlasting,
I will praise him.
From everlasting, everlasting to everlasting, I will praise him.
One more minute. We speak peace by all means in this nation. We pray for locations across this nation, Kachia, Kafanchan, and any other distressed place that is distressed currently. Father, we declare your intervention. Declare your intervention. We declare your intervention. We declare divine intervention. We declare divine intervention to every corner of this nation. Satan, enough for you in this nation. Lift your voice and say, Father, we make demands on your help. We make demands on your help in Nigeria, in the north, in the north central, in the northwest, in the northeast. Father, we ask, we ask, we ask, we ask that you will arise, and let your enemies be scattered. You arise, let your enemies in Nigeria, enemies of life, enemies of progress, let the killers, let their sponsors be scattered in the name of Jesus. Say after me, oh Lord, arise and let your enemies be scattered in Jesus' name. Open your mouth and pray. Jesus' precious name. We speak peace over our land. We speak divine intervention by any means over our land. In the name of Jesus. I speak upon the communion. We receive victory. We overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Victory. This communion tonight, the Bible says that Jesus is the wisdom and the power. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24, verse 30. He's made unto us, but unto them which are called both Jews and Greeks, Christ is power. And wisdom. Wisdom means direction. What is that to us? As we take his body and take his blood, the prayer dimension he walked in that produced the power and produced the wisdom, we connect it. Every trace of powerlessness in your body is flushed out. By this communion tonight, every trace of disease, every trace of infection, every trace of affliction, every trace of tumor, every trace of cancer, every trace of hepatitis, HIV, every trace of COVID or COVID-19 disease, every trace of ancestral curse, generational curse, family curse, anti-marital curse, serpentine demons, every familiar spirit, near success syndrome, failure at the edge of breakthrough, every walk of the pit of hell against your life, every spirit of despair, hopelessness, depression, by the reason of the body and the blood of Jesus, it is broken. Tonight is your night of victory and mastery. That storm that is around your life, that enemy raging, enemy whatever it is, by the reason of this communion tonight, that storm is broken. That person in need of direction, you know, you need to know what next to do, the next step to take, by the reason of this communion, that direction is released. I call it done. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Shout the Lord and say amen. And take your seat in the presence of the Lord. And take. Something we cannot forget. I just got reminded that we have not taken an altar call. You need to have your life surrendered completely to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. You want today to mark a new day for you. Pick your Bibles and pick your bags. And quickly, give him your life. Give him your life. Give him your life. He's waiting for you. Quickly pick your Bible. Give him your life. Give him your life. Give him your life. Why don't you give him your life? You may have taken the communion, that doesn't stop you, and it means nothing to you if your life is not right with God. Quickly pick your Bibles and your bags. You want to surrender your life to Jesus? You want your sins forgiven? God bless you. Come forward quickly. Pick your Bibles, pick your bags, step forward and let us receive you. I give you the count of seven. And if you're a backslider, you want to return back to God, you are tied by a pornographic situation, by an addiction, Indian hemp, tobacco addiction, alcohol addiction, or whatever form of addiction it is, quickly step forward here and let's pray for you. God bless you. Go ahead, take it.
Give him your life. Give him your life. Give him your life.
He's waiting for you.
Why don't you give him your life?
Give him your life.
Give him your life. Stand on your chest, those of you here, and say after me, Lord Jesus, say it louder, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life, make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, no turning back. From today, I go forward ever.
backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, amen. I pray for you. I declare the hold of the enemy broken off your life. In Jesus' precious name. Can you be upstanding? Our counselors will speak with you and show you what to do. Everybody, bring out your offerings, tithes, and pledges. Or have we given? And if you haven't, you lift it up. Father, multiply the harvest of every giver and let the hands lifted never drop to beg forever. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Omewoya, Jehovah Nisi, Omewoya, Alpha and Omega, Omewoya, Omereya Nogeya, Omereya Nogeya.
Can we stand up on our feet?
Oh, Mary, Mary, and Nogaya, Jehovah Nisi, Alpha and Omega.
One more.
Oh, Mary, Mary, and Nogaya,
Jehovah Nisi, Alpha and Omega.
Lift up your hands everywhere you are. If you are here in Dunamis Church for the first time, please step forward and let's receive you. Sunday is testimony Thanksgiving service, and in between the 6 p.m. Moment of worship and prayer for the nations continue. The Lord bless you as you come with your loved ones. If you are watching, it's going to be a most impactful time. We are going to be releasing some videos, music videos on that day, along with Thanksgiving and testimony services. Please ensure that you are there, and the Lord bless you in Jesus' precious name. Lift up your two hands as you proceed. First timers and newcomers, please step forward.
The Lord bless you. Adonai keep you. El Shaddai make his face
to shine upon you. The Lord bless you. I am that I am, keep you. Adonai make his face to shine upon you.
And be gracious unto you. And be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance
on you and give you peace. In everything you do, I say, the Lord bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you, and give you. Oh, Adonai,
make his face to
shine upon you, and be gracious unto you, and be gracious unto you.
The Lord bless us.
Bless you. God bless you. Go with the peace of God and return back with your testimonies.
In Jesus' name.